Herzlich willkommen hier zum nächsten Interview und heute wird's wirklich ein kleiner Deep Dive in Gut Issues. Ich sag's auch schon auf Englisch, weil dieses Podcast-Interview auf Englisch aufgenommen ist. Aber kein Problem, wir haben dir auf YouTube, wenn du das Ganze anschaust, Untertitel in Deutsch eingeblendet. Dann kannst du sozusagen sehr gut nachvollziehen, worum es geht. Heute zu Gast ist Jonny Laiho. Er kommt aus Skandinavien und hat schon ein großes, erfolgreiches Unternehmen gegründet, hat hunderte, also über 100 verschiedene Supplements formuliert, ist also ein echter Profi und hat unglaubliches Wissen, wenn es um unsere ganze Darm- und Bauchthematik geht. Also wir sprechen heute über sein ja neueres Unternehmen, das gibt es auch schon jahrelang, Terra Nordic, und vor allem über Glutamin, über SIBO, über Leaky Gut, über all diese Darmprobleme, die wir heutzutage alle so haben. Und er hat sich im Prinzip zur Aufgabe gemacht, nur für diese Probleme die krassesten Produkte zu formulieren. Und da können wir einiges draus lernen. Ich selber habe die Produkte getestet. Ich habe viele Produkte getestet und finde die super gut. Und wir sprechen mal darüber, was die so besonders macht und wie diese ganzen Problematiken entstehen und wie wir sie beheben können. Also wenn du irgendwas Darmmäßiges hast oder sagst, ich müsste da mal wieder gucken, ich habe vielleicht auch Allergien oder so andere Symptomatiken, alles beginnt im Darm. Und viel Spaß bei dieser Unterhaltung mit Jonny über unseren Darm und Produkte, die uns dabei helfen.
Willkommen im Power Through Nature Podcast. Hier geht es um deine maximale Energie, dein maximales Wohlbefinden und dein größtes Potenzial. Und das alles durch die Kraft der Natur, getreu unserem Motto Power Through Nature. Erfahre mehr über Vitalpilze, Biohacking und Wellbeing. Lass dich inspirieren von motivierenden Geschichten zu Transformation und Ganzheitlichkeit aus jahrtausendealten Traditionen bis hin zu modernster Forschung. Wir sind Smains und es beginnt mit dir.
Hey Jonny, very nice to meet you.
You too. Nice to be here. Thank you.
So the first time we met, I think, was in the Biohacking Summit in Amsterdam or Helsinki. I don't know quite, but we had a booth next to each other. And I thought about, I know this brand somewhere. And I think I knew it because you were in the goodie bag in London from the Health Optimization Summit.
Yeah, that's true.
And I was very happy because I myself had gut issues like 7-8 years ago, and I tried many, many things. And what I tried also was glutamine.
Okay.
And in the goodie bag, your product Rescue was inside. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, great, I need it. I wanted to buy glutamine and so on. So I was very happy with it. And then we had, half a year later, we met at the Biohacker Summit and we talked, and I got the impression that you are very, very specialized and very knowledgeable about all these kind of things. So maybe in the first half of this podcast, let's dive in the story behind. So how does it came to be that you have founded Terra Nordic and these very special products?
Yeah, well, yeah, actually the story dates back quite a long time. So it's actually, the story is older than Terra Nordic. But there is one, like the true origin story why I ever came to deal with gut health and gut health supplements was because it was actually 15 years ago when my ex-wife had, and at the time I didn't know anything about supplements or anything about any natural health stuff anyway. But there was one unlucky antibiotic course that she took. And she took the whole 1 week course for antibiotics, and it was just some sinus infection, just like your regular thing that you can take antibiotics to if you want to. Mm-hmm. And she did take them, and it was all right. But at the end of the 7-day regime, she had this massive flare up of the whole skin, like basically starting from the scalp all the way to the toes, like the whole skin was just red. Like flaming red, and that looked really worrying. And we went to the hospital, and they tried to do something about the reaction. And it was clear that there was some sort of damage done in the gut, and the gut was kind of then basically, not transmitting, but kind of affecting the whole body. And that they tried to give like allergy medication, cortisone, everything that would take down the inflammation. And she stayed in for 2 weeks and they tried to control the inflammation and the reaction to the antibiotic. And afterwards, I actually heard that this particular antibiotic has sent many people to hospital. So it wasn't like an isolated case. But what happened afterwards, when she was discharged to home, it was far from over. So what happened next was that her gut was, maybe you could even say, destroyed, because she couldn't digest any food. So even like a banana, avocado, those were the foods she could actually eat, but even they came out like undigested. So you could almost say that her digestive tract was offline. Never seen anything like that. And also the doctors were a bit puzzled at what the hell is happening here. And but they couldn't help. So they just said, like, just try to cope with it. And later on, I would learn that this is actually the fate of many people who have gut issues. So yeah. The gut issues can be so mysterious that the medical doctors sometimes just, you know, they surrender. I cannot help you, help yourself. And so this happened, and she lost like 10 kilograms of weight, and she was already quite slim. So there was actually like a real danger there. And so because the medical establishment couldn't help, I had to start figuring out what to do. And then fortunately, I knew some highly like advanced doctors, medical doctors, who were more into biohacking. And I was just started to learn more about the digestion and the stomach and everything. And basically, the tools I basically found out then to help my ex-wife were many of the same tools were that I actually then started importing into my home country, Finland, mm-hmm. and were many big part of my business back then. So basically, it just kind of happened. My ex-wife then got really much better, and she is now healthy nowadays. But what remained for me was this interest of, okay, that there are many things related to gut health that we can do that are not understood well by the medical establishment. And then I just remained fascinated about it. Like that's really fascinating what we can do. And there's so much we can do to make the gut health better. So I happened to have a company back then. And so I took my interest to developing supplements. And also many of the supplements were gut health supplements. And so that was basically the first version of Theranordic didn't exist back then. But so this was a previous company. So
supplements?
And it was also supplements, and it was like superfoods and supplements. It even was, for example, we were the first company in Finland to bring in a wild chaga extract.
Crazy, okay.
Yeah. And we had medicinal interest to medicinal mushrooms, but the chaga product was the only one we actually made. So, nice. all kinds of like supplement dash superfood stuff, but it started to get more and more on the supplement side. So, but yeah, there was everything has a time and place. So I left the company at 2018, and then decided that the next thing I'm going to do is going to be only about gut health because that's my favorite spot, and so Theranordic was born. Right then. So
crazy. So how long? Were you in the supplement company beforehand?
How long? That was about 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So I founded and I was the CEO of that company for 10 years.
You were the CEO. Crazy. So you exited and then
I took an exit and, and then there was some things left in my sleeve that I still wanted to do. So that was basically the Theranordic. But this time, you know, with business and company like my previous one, it started to get really big, and there was many, many people working, and the turnover was high, and it's kind of a stress on its own to build a business like that. So, so with Theranordic, the focus is to kind of keep it a bit smaller and just focus on like a handful of products that are super high quality. So this is, I like it this way much more than kind of building some huge business. So it's kind of more, also less stressful this way.
Yeah, I understand. So when you had the 2018, you founded Theranordic. When was the incident with your ex-wife?
That was about 2008.
So 10 years before.
10 years before, yeah. It was actually at the same time when we were founding the previous company. So it was just that was good luck back then, that because if I didn't have the company, I wouldn't have had those contacts to those biohacking doctors or anything.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a good luck that we were just dipping our toes into the biohacking space back then. Mm-hmm. And so I was lucky to have those people because of that.
Amazing. Because my dips into gut stuff was also to the biohacking. We also always wanted to have this kind of biohacking, more energy focus like products for ourselves. Mm. And I came into contact with functional practitioner. Mm-hmm. So in Germany, we call them Heilpraktiker.
Okay.
Just out of random fact. And she made a gut test because I had some allergies. And then I saw I had not very heavy, but a little bit of a leaky gut.
Okay.
And then I saw I heard this quote that 80% of your energy can get lost in the gut. And I was all about more energy, performance, and so on. 80%. So I went all in like 2 years to heal the gut. And it didn't quite really work with all these tips you found on blogs, like take this supplement and this supplement, like these compounds. How do you call it in English? Ballaststoff. There are many like fibers you can take.
There are many,
But I didn't know. I just got to know in the end that glutamine and so is the stuff that is basically healing the gut lining. We came into contact with the mushrooms. We were at cordyceps and lion's mane and so on, which is also good for this.
Mm-hmm.
But then a mentor of us gave us a mushroom extract with very, very high beta-glucane content.
Okay.
Which is modulating your immune system. And then in the end, after like 2 years, I finally got some results. And since then, I have no allergies and no issues left. So it was also due to the biohacking. I had contact with these functional practitioners and so on.
Yeah.
Which is funny. So you also had contact, like you had your supplement company. And did you try some superfoods for your ex-wife, and did it help?
Yeah, we did. We did try, and well, some of them did help, but of course in retrospect it wasn't wise, because some of the kind of so-called superfoods are not very friendly to your gut. They might be really high in nutrients, but their digestibility is low. Like you need to like a strong digestive system to actually get them through. So but yeah, some of them, some many things were like, let's say yeah, that was one actually interesting little detail. Back in the day, we didn't have any rice protein in Finland. Only whey isolates and, you know, that sort of, and soy protein. But rice protein was the only hypoallergenic protein that you could eat when you have compromised gut lining. So that was the only thing my wife could eat. So later on, we made a product out of it as well. So basically, there was kind of a good thing that everything that was helping, then we would just actually commercialize it, and then other people would also get the benefits. So, So yeah, but the superfood, I would say that if somebody is battling with severe gut issues, the superfood stuff is not for them. It's just very plain, normal, gentle foods that are just steamed and, you know, blended in a blender and just kind of being very gentle on the gut lining. That's mostly if somebody has really bad gut issues, it should take away the stress from the gut and just kind of be really gentle. So that's my takeaway normally. Yeah.
That was also my takeaway. I tried all these like fibers and it's very much did the opposite. It was also stressful. I also left out the milk and stuff and some to heal. Do you have some examples for superfoods which make people think it must be healthy, but maybe for the gut it's not so easy to digest?
Yeah, well, I think one of the most famous superfoods is raw cacao, like raw chocolate kind of raw cacao. And that's not really good for your gut, especially if it's compromised. And that's actually funny. I actually think that raw cacao is maybe not like ideal anyway, but because it's the toasting and the processing kind of does convert some things into more digestible form. But especially if you have a compromised stomach, then the raw cacao can be quite
high fat content also.
Well, there is high fat, but not necessarily. But it's more like the polyphenols are super concentrated. Like you can taste the polyphenols. There's 10% of polyphenols, and they might. In the other hand, they actually are good for the microbiome. They are good for the bacteria. But then there are some other things that might irritate the gut. So maybe that's. Then I would say some other things, maybe things like goji berries that are a famous superfood. They can be a little hard to digest sometimes. And overall, you know, I think anything new, and when you introduce anything new into the gut, that is always first a stress response. Because your gut is thinking, okay, what's this? Is this good or bad? And what do we do with this? And so if the gut is already stressed, then I would just stay with kind of normal stuff. Just your boring root vegetables and that sort of thing. So just boil them, steam them, and just you don't need to be that much worried about how are you getting enough protein and that stuff. It's more important to just be very gentle.
Yeah.
And, and later on you have time to add in all the super nutritious stuff if you want. So, but one thing I didn't try, and I actually don't know how it would have helped, was medicinal mushrooms with high beta-glucan content. But based on what I know today is that the beta-glucans and other compounds in medicinal mushrooms, they actually do react a lot with the microbiome.
Yes.
So they kind of, they engage almost in a conversation with your gut bacteria. Mm-hmm. And then the bacteria use them and then they convert them into another molecules. And then so many times it might not actually be the ingredient or the molecule that goes into your mouth, but it is actually what the bacteria make out of it. Mm-hmm. And then so basically you are having like a conversation with your microbiome when you use medicinal mushrooms. And I think there is a lot they can do good for the gut.
Yeah. It helped me very good, especially the high formulated extracts. So that's why we do these crazy extracts now with the liquid extracts on glycerin.
Yeah,
that are very good for these kind of stuff because there's no histamine or anything. There's just high concentrated stuff in there, and all like the beta glucans, which you can extract with water, and also the fat soluble stuff, triterpenoids, and all of the other stuff is inside. And when I didn't notice or knew this back then, but lion's mane actually is not only good for your brain function, but it's also like many mushrooms with beta glucan are good for your gut. in yeah. one or the other way. But lion's mane especially has the ability to heal the gut lining, mm-hmm. Especially these leaky gut stuff, these tight junctions.
Yes.
And also in the gut, in your stomach. So if there are stomach problems, it's also kind of good. And I didn't try it back then. But the studies and so on are very, very good. So yeah, you can do many things. Like you said, it's more kind of an intelligence upgrade. Mm-hmm. But as we say, you always need the building blocks too. Mm-hmm. That's where the glutamine... I think the first time, I don't know, maybe it was exactly the time where you founded your first company, but the first time I heard of glutamine was in Tim Ferriss' book, For yeah. Our Body. I think he took like 5 to 10 grams to get really strong. He wanted to build muscle, and so he has to heal his gut to take all the nutrients in. Mm. And it was part of his protocol. So that's the first time I knew it. And I took way too much, the 10 grams, and I felt like a little bit dizzy. Is it a known factor with glutamine?
Actually, you can take, like, glutamine has the potential to be toxic, but it actually need to take 40 grams.
Yeah.
So even 4 times more than you took. So I think you were really safe with the 10 gram range. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, at about 40 grams range consistently every day will actually be there. There might be like liver toxicity.
Okay.
But I mean, that's everything with any compound you found. So they have their like right range. But yeah, it's quite safe. The one reason why glutamine is so safe is that it is our main amino acid in the body anyway. So out of all the protein and all the amino acids you have in the body, glutamine is the most abundant one. So that's what we have in the body anyway, so much. So even if you take quite a bit of it, it won't kind of change your balance that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. So when we will dive into the product, because I think it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. But just... for us to understand, so 2018, you have your exit because maybe it was a very stressful time and some things have to end.
It was really stressful. Yeah, I can be honest about it. It was really rewarding, but there was 50 employees and the company was growing a fast pace, and I just got really tired.
Yeah,
and so you know, there is a thing when you do something for 10 years, then you start to think that maybe there is something else.
Yeah,
and so that was my time. So I'm still happy I did it.
Yeah,
yeah,
great. And what was the intention for Theranautic? So you had a white paper in front of you, and you thought, I will do this now. How did it came to?
Yeah, that was actually it was this product that we are going to talk about, this, the Rescue.
Yeah.
But it was kind of a thing. I had already planned that I would do it for my previous company. But I was kind of thinking maybe I should launch this for the previous company. But then I just didn't, and I just left it to kind of wait for better days. And when this exit happened, I started thinking, so what could I build on? And what would be the next thing? And then, I have this super product that's actually really good. And then I just made it, and I had a like a blueprint for it already. So I had basically done all the research, all the studies, and then I just founded the company and launched it. So, but that was just one product, and it was kind of I was a bit burned from the previous company, so I didn't even want to kind of blast off with a new ambitious, you know, big plan. So yeah. It was more like just making a good product that will help a lot of people. And it did. It became really popular in Finland, where I live. And it still is. Everyone in this health space knows the product by name. So, but like fast forward from 2018 to 2022, like 4 years before ahead, like 2 years ago, Theranordic UK was formed. So,
yes.
And that's how I actually call that. That's one when Theranordic was really born, because then me and my business partner, Emma, decided to start working together. And because like doing business on your own, like alone, it's not really nice. So but when you have somebody, you have similar values and you kind of really, she's also experienced entrepreneur, had her businesses before. And then we both wanted to do like a really high values company that's like, will do absolutely best products and will be like value driven and not money driven. Mm-hmm. And so we just, then for 2 years, we have really built up the company now and made some new products. So now we have 6 products. Mm-hmm. And but still, this one is still the flagship one. That's the most popular. But yeah, I would say that the 4 years was kind of, I was just, it was just existing. But now the last 2 years are actually kind of taking off again.
So, great.
Yeah.
And was it your story with your ex-wife that you said, or that you came, that it came into your mind, many people have this problem and there is a, let's say, easy solution. You can take a supplement and it's get better. So was it the idea behind it?
Well, I think, the experience with my ex-wife kind of really showed me that there are people suffering with really, really bad gut issues and they are not getting the help. And they try so many things and it's a jungle out there, you know, as you've seen, like you try to find help you for yourself and it's really difficult. So I think Theranordic is born out of empathy to try to find those people and offer actually working solutions. So that's why what we do is not just, it's not only the products, but it's also education. And we try to educate both the consumers and we educate also some medical practitioners as well.
Yeah.
So kind of
amazing.
Inform them about what can be done.
Yeah. That's also very, very good. We also do some webinars about many things, also immune system, not only gut.
Yeah.
And also in Germany, you see there's so... There are some information about certain topics, but not really like ones that will work in an easy way. So it's very, very cool that you offer these information. I think it's very needed.
It's needed because, and like a good curated information that's kind of balanced and not making like extravagant claims, because our health space also has a lot of companies that are kind of saying irresponsible things, that they are, that this is where you cure everything. And so we need companies that say, they tell the things as they are, but kind of remain responsible and kind of stay true to the science as well.
So yeah.
I think it's really important.
Great. So let's dive into this flagship product. I took it 2 times already.
Okay.
I liked it very much.
Mm-hmm.
And I have read on your website, I think because you had 10 years of your old company, you formulated like hundreds of products. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah. Maybe the correct way is to say over 100. So maybe not hundreds.
Yeah, over 100.
Over 100, yeah.
So... that was quite a time and a way. And then you formulated like Rescue. So mm-hmm. what is like the difference between the normal glutamine I buy on Amazon versus yours?
Yeah. Well, the price is very... but this is the product, the flagship one. So it's called Rescue. It probably shows us like a little wrong way. But yeah, so one correction, that there's glutamine here, but the glutamine is kind of supportive one. So it's not the main role here.
Okay.
Yeah. So it is, but everyone kind of notices the glutamine here. But what is actually, I call this zinc carnosine. So that's the main driver of this product. That's the one thing that actually heals and actually helps. So of course, glutamine is super important, but what's in the tub is a mixture of a mineral called zinc carnosine. So it is made of the metal zinc, and it's chelated with a dipeptide called carnosine. So carnosine is a dipeptide made of two amino acids, beta-alanine and histidine. So, but when you mix these compounds into one, you make a special compound that's called zinc carnosine, and it is a healing molecule. So, and the zinc carnosine, how it works is, actually I might just tell some background. So 1970s in Japan, there was a company that was trying to find a new medication for stomach ulcers. So when you get a gastric ulcer, you need to usually take quite almost like toxic medications. But they wanted to find a more natural one. So they combined the zinc with carnosine and they found their medication. So even today, if you live in Japan and you have a gastric ulcer, they will prescribe you zinc carnosine.
Crazy.
So it has the ability, and we are lucky here in Europe, because in Europe it's a supplement, but in Japan it's a drug. So we are lucky here. And what happens with zinc carnosine is that it actually actively finds the place where it's needed and forms like a chemical reaction with the inflamed area. So what happens there is the zinc gets drawn into the area and stays there for about 6 hours each time. So this is kind of, it forms almost like a shield of antioxidants and zinc and carnosine over there.
And how does it heal the gut then? So you need the glutamine, normal knowledge is you need a glutamine and then the gut lining can repair itself.
Yes, that's true. So the glutamine, how the glutamine and zinc carnosine, how they work together, it's that zinc carnosine is basically treating the inflammation. So it gets bound into any inflammation that there might be and gets kind of sucked in. It takes down the inflammation. What the glutamine does, the role of glutamine is to provide building material for new gut lining. So
yeah.
For example, in the intestine, that, as you said, that the glutamine is the number one thing to heal leaky gut. The one reason for that is that the glutamine is the number one building block for new intestinal cells. Mm-hmm. So it's basically, you could say that the zinc carnosine in the product is helping take down the fire, and the L-glutamine is helping to rebuild the damage. So the other one is like the fireman, another one is like just, okay, let's rebuild.
Yeah. Okay, so zinc carnosine and the beta-alanine, is it the one that you take in the booster and which does this cripple this tingling effect?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay, crazy.
But it has to, but then you need to, if you take beta-alanine as a free amino acid, that will do it. And but L-carnosine is a dipeptide. So dipeptide means that there is histidine and beta-alanine and they are together. So L-carnosine will not make you tingle.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Crazy. So you have a very anti-inflammatory part, and then the glutamine, as we know it, is the amino acid which helps to get these tight junctions back together.
Yes, because it helps your gut to rebuild itself.
Yeah.
So all the gut lining, the cells that sit on the top of your intestine, they are called enterocytes. And the enterocytes, that's like a one cell thick layer that separates the inside of the intestine from your bloodstream. So only one cell thick. That's basically the barrier that separates outside world from your body. Mm-hmm. So, and that one cell thick layer, it renews itself every 5 days. Mm-hmm. So, and basically what it needs to renew itself is glutamine.
Yeah.
So when you just keep supplying L-glutamine a couple times a day through rescue, for example, then you just make sure that your gut lining has all the fuel they need to build new cells. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's good for leaky gut.
Yeah. And it helped. I took the normal stuff at the end of my regimen, so to say. And
yeah.
I think it was with the mushrooms together, like really, really helping all the stuff and the allergies. Like maybe some people are new here to the podcast, but I do always the webinars about the immune system and I tell I had the allergies and so on. And then I found out it was the gut. And then I explain them when the gut is leaky, so it's open, then stuff goes through the barrier into the bloodstream. And yes. The immune system has to filter these things out again, out again, out again. And this is what drains your energy also. So people who are like ill, they know they have no energy or allergies also. They are very dizzy in the head. That's because there's this big alarm in the system.
Yeah.
So my practitioner told me, and because there's so much energy needed for this kind of problem, there's not enough energy to identify the allergens in the nose or on the skin or wherever. Mm. So healing the gut can heal many like chronic stuff you have.
Yeah.
Always start there.
And it's kind of, you mentioned a couple of times the immune system with the mushrooms and the, like the high potency elixirs you have, because 70% of all the immune system is located in the gut.
Yeah.
So 70, that's a lot. Like basically, and it's kind of makes sense because if you think that you have like an open tube going through your body, so it makes sense that your body is guarding that tube that nothing gets through. So, but when they do get through, when there is leaky gut and then you get like bacteria or pieces of undigested protein or something, the white blood cells don't know that is this actually an enemy or is it just leaky gut? They will attack anyway.
Yeah.
So, and, but then that's, I think it's very useful to have the mushroom extract because they modulate immune system. So maybe they kind of calm down the response a little bit.
Yeah.
And help kind of, because otherwise immune system will just go crazy. It was like attacking everything everywhere. But if you kind of have the immunomodulating effect of the mushroom extracts, you might kind of calm down the situation a little bit.
Yes. That's so. Exactly what also doctors prescribing or they give some extracts of ours to like autoimmunity patients, especially also Hashimoto's, for example. And we were at the Hashimoto's event in Germany. And it was quite interesting because I always very interested in stuff, how the lifestyle is.
Mm. Yeah,
and I, sure. Everyone was there had Hashimoto's disease. So basically 99% women. And I asked them about lifestyle, nutrition and so on. And if they have gut issues. And all of them said they have gut issues.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I could explain them the stuff with the immune modulation. So when the immune system is so heavily under stress, it could be like the foundation for autoimmunity disease because the immune system like attacks own tissue. Mm-hmm. For example, the how do you call it in English?
Thyroid. Yeah.
And so on. And it was very crazy to see that I always had this like hypothesis in my head. They maybe have a gut issue and they all told me. So it's very, very important to like fix this kind of stuff. Because
it is really important. And there's actually one more layer to, because the body has these certain areas where it has kind of a barrier to blood. So that you are not allowed to penetrate stuff into your bloodstream. And one, of course, is in the intestine, the tight junctions. But there are a couple other places also where there's tight junctions. And one is in the brain called the blood-brain barrier. So the BBB or blood-brain barrier, that's basically the same kind of system as a mother has with an unborn child. So the placenta separates the bloodstream of mom and the bloodstream of the child. Mm-hmm. So there is just kind of a, they are separated from each other to prevent any sort of kind of complications that might arise if in any case. But in the brain, there is a similar kind of a barrier that prevents if you get, let's say, some toxins in your blood, then for the most part, they are not allowed to get into your brain because there's the blood-brain barrier. Now, the brain and the gut are connected with the vagus nerve. And when there is leakiness in the gut, it's been shown that if there is like a radical leakiness in the gut, it will also make the tight junctions in the brain leak as well. So then suddenly stuff that's not supposed to get into your brain might actually get there. And that's probably one reason for the brain fog.
Yes.
That's associated with the gut issues. So,
yeah, that's
so that
I can't tell you because when I, back then when I had these gut issues and it was not that severe, like the case you told with your ex-wife, it was,
yeah,
I think I read a statistic that maybe 80% of people have like a small or like mid-sized big gut problem, gut-wise.
Yeah.
And I think I had a not so drastic one because I had very mild allergies and so on.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I compare my energy from now with back then and the clarity and I think my whole character like changed with healing the gut.
Yeah,
it's crazy to see, and I don't know how to explain people this, that it's so very important to heal this because of this blood-brain barrier and the gut-brain axis, do you call it like this?
Yeah, that's how it's called.
Yeah. And that's exactly like people always think about lion's mane for the brain, but it is for every nerve cell in the body.
Yeah.
So it's connected. It's for the whole like vagus nerve, whole nervous system. And that's why it's also working in the gut and in the brain. It's that mechanism you just taught.
Exactly. And what happens in the brain is reflected in the gut and the other way around as well. So they basically, there is 500 million. Yeah, that's the right number. There's 500 million nerve connections running from your brain to your gut. Like there is, it's like a superhighway. It's talking nonstop. It's just communicating all the time. So basically, yeah, it's everything that happens in the brain is reflected in the gut. That's why when you get excited, you have butterflies in your stomach.
Yeah.
And also if you are stressed chronically, you might get stomach issues because of that. So it is, it can spiral in either way. It can spiral to the bad way or it can spiral the good way. So you can take care of your mental health by taking care of the gut, but you can take care of your gut by taking care of the mental health. So basically it doesn't matter where you start as long as you start. So basically you can then start feeding off to the right direction. So it is so fascinating. And I think this is, it is still just catching up. The science is really skyrocketing now. There's so much happening in the science of gut health and the brain health.
It's so fascinating. At this event, I just now remember at the Hashimoto's event in Germany, there was also the founder of the company OmniBiotic. Maybe you know them from Germany.
I've heard about them. I don't know them that well.
So they do probiotics, like all of them, basically. A very, very big company also. I think Austria or Germany, I don't know exactly. And they also do like the science stuff. And they had some new science about the microbiome, or they found a microbiome in the lungs.
Oh, yeah.
And how it's connected. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't hear about them talking about it. But yeah, about the microbiome in the lungs. Yeah, that's one.
It's so crazy. Sure is. And it's also connected to the colon. Colon is dictum, I think.
Yeah, the colon is the big one.
The big one, yeah. And that's crazy because we also look into traditional Chinese medicine because the mushrooms come from there. Mm-hmm. And there was always the connection between the lung and the colon, like thousands of years. And now they see it in this microbiome stuff. So very fascinating topic.
It is fascinating. And there's like one thing. I just read one book by a gastroenterologist guy who's talking about how big of the impact is on everything. And it was a podcast he was on. Yeah, the podcast. He told about the emerging science that there is even a tumor, like a cancer tumor. They have a microbiome too.
Okay.
And yeah, and in this study, they were looking at that if the cancer tumor had a more diverse microbiome, so more like beneficial bacteria, it would be more responsive to cancer treatment. So basically, we know that the more diversity you have in your microbiome, so you need more, like a lots of different strains of bacteria. Like it's almost like a little city in your gut. So you need many types of workers, many kind of not just very. You don't want to reduce the amount of bacteria, but increase how many species and everything, and that will reflect that even if you have cancer. That will reflect into that cancer and it will be more responsive to treatment.
Really? So, ever heard about it?
Yeah, it's kind of a new science coming out. So, but it's just everything is rooted in the gut and that's just becoming more and more evident.
That's crazy. Yeah. So maybe that's also like a big one in Germany due to Omnibiotic, and there are many startups in this field of the probiotics.
So yeah, sure.
It's kind of a big thing in Germany also. And you have also a product with probiotics, right?
No, actually we don't. And
Bacti-Balance
is an antimicrobial. So basically it kills bacteria. It doesn't bring more.
Oh, explain this. So, it's cool.
Yeah. So Bacti-Balance is a natural antimicrobial product. So it has a high potency garlic extract and then it has oregano extract, oregano oil. So these two in conjunction, what they do, they are highly antibacterial, antifungal. So they kill fungi and they kill bacteria. And they selectively kill the undesirable ones, the bad ones. So basically they kill candida, which is a problem especially for many women, but they also kill all these some gram positive and gram negative bacteria that are being pathogenic. So especially the ones that are, some people have too much bacterial overgrowth and fungal overgrowth in their small intestine.
SIBO, right?
And SIBO, yeah. Or SIFO, which would be the small intestine fungal overgrowth. So they are either one, but many times actually both. But usually when people suspect they have SIBO, they actually have SIFO. So the fungal overgrowth is more common than the bacterial one. But anyway, our product is designed to attack those microorganisms, but leave the good ones alone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like a selective antibiotic. But whereas antibiotic will kill everything, even the good ones, then the Bacti-Balance is just targeting the bad ones. So.
And how is it like targeting only the bad one?
Well, it's just by nature. It's been shown that, for example, oregano oil, which is highly antibacterial, it will kill some of like a tiny amount of the good ones as well. But then like 9 times more, it will kill the bad ones. So what it does, it will just balance the microbiome. So it will just make room for the good bacteria to overtake the land, basically.
Yeah.
That's what it does. So yeah, that's not like... That's the case many times with natural compounds. You have antimicrobial compounds. They, in most cases, they are friends with the lactobacilli and the bifidobacteria and the good guys. But they, by design or by chance, or I don't know why, but it just happens that they actually seem to be removing the bad stuff and leaving the good ones alone. So yeah, that's what happens. And also the back to balance, how we actually designed the product is the capsule is a special kind of capsule. Mm-hmm. So when you take it, it won't open up in your stomach, but it waits until the time is right. And when it gets into your small intestine and it opens there.
Yeah.
So basically it's kind of targeted delivery. So it opens up in the small intestine where we actually want the effect. We don't even want the effect in your stomach. We want it in the small intestine. So the capsule is a timed capsule. So it kind of opens up when the time is right.
Good. So
yeah,
as you said, you are like a gut company, but you don't sell probiotics. Can you explain why?
Yeah, sure. I can explain that. That's actually when many times, I think even when we saw in the biohacking conference and I think you asked, okay, you have probiotics. And I said, well, actually, we don't have everything but probiotics.
Yes.
So and people always go like, what? Why? Why don't then what do you sell then?
Yeah.
So we do have a prebiotic. Mm-hmm. And the difference between prebiotic and probiotic is that the prebiotics are the food of the bacteria to make them more healthy and help them to produce all these short chain fatty acids and all the things we actually want from bacteria. So a prebiotic will make your own bacteria stronger. And when your good bacteria gets stronger, they will outcompete the bad bacteria. So that's why we use prebiotic. And the reason we currently don't have a probiotic, I don't know, maybe we are going to make one because people always ask for a good probiotic. And we do know how to make a good one. That's like backed up by dozens of scientific studies and that sort of like really good one. But it looks like that this is the thing that many people don't know. And when you take a probiotic capsule, it will have good effects. But the good effects stop when you stop the capsules. So it seems like that most of the probiotics in the market, almost every one of them, is that the effect is so-called transient effect. They don't have the power to attach themselves into the mucosa of the gut lining and start proliferating. So they what happens is they just kind of pass through and then they get excreted out. And while they are in your gut, they do have beneficial effects, but you are not really modulating your gut microbiome. You are just kind of bringing in some additional troops to do some stuff, and then they get thrown out.
Understand.
So that's why when you stop the probiotic, the benefits will stop. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. If you take a prebiotic, a good fiber product that's like balanced in a good way, the effects take a little bit longer to come, like a couple of weeks. But when you stop, the effects will go on for months.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's the difference between a prebiotic and probiotic. So, and that's why we kind of like to sell a prebiotic. So we believe more on that than the probiotic.
Yeah. That's a very good take, because I don't know if it's correct, but what I also hear is that maybe taking the wrong like probiotic is also like not beneficial and maybe a cause of the SIBO itself. Could it be?
Yes. Well, especially if people already have SIBO, then many times a probiotic can cause problems. And because when you already have overgrowth of bacteria there, then you add more, mm-hmm. and then might just be a recipe for a disaster. So that's not, yeah, it's sometimes the probiotic is just not is the answer. I'm not sure if I would say that the good quality probiotic would actually add to the problem of SIBO, because normally how SIBO is born is that you have, first of all, you have low stomach acid. Mm-hmm. So for some reason you are not producing enough stomach acid, or you are using proton pump inhibitors to block the acid. And that means that you don't have enough acid in your stomach. And normally the acid is meant to be strong, so it kills all the bacteria before they go into the small intestine. But in SIBO, there's basically always low acidity in the stomach, and then some bacteria get smuggled into the intestine. And this happens for a long time, and then they kind of finally get the foothold in the intestine. But they normally are not the good bacteria. They are not lactobacilli, they are not bifidobacterium. They are kind of more on the not the good guys.
Yeah. Okay, so actually what I can take away is it's better to kill like the bad guys and feed the good guys.
Yes.
Then just bring in some short-term good guys, the probiotics.
Yeah. Well, you nailed it. That's how we think. Yeah. That's how we think. And now, like, having said that, and kind of that's the long-term strategy we would use, then if, let's say, a practitioner recommends a probiotic, if there is something that you would benefit from it, there's certainly usually no harm in taking a probiotic. So,
yeah.
But yeah, for the long-term benefit, I would say get rid of the bad guys and feed the good ones.
Yes. Okay, so this would be the Bhakti balance for the feeding the bad guys?
Yes, and then the daily healthy fiber for feeding the good ones.
Okay, and you just mentioned, and I would like to go into this also, the acid reflux many people have nowadays.
Yeah, they do.
Due to stomach. And they think they have too much acid, but you said just now they maybe have not enough acid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So can you explain how does it came that there's not enough acid?
Yeah, it's based on experience, it seems like 9 times out of 10, it's actually too low stomach acid. And we have hundreds of customers that have used proton pump inhibitors and like the acid blockers for years, even 20 years. And still they have some heartburn and reflux. And when we advise them, just say, just please trust us and actually let's increase the stomach acid, not kind of take it down. And then suddenly they take 2 capsules with a meal and the acid reflux stops right there. So that's what we usually see. And there is one explanation to it, which is that there's the esophagus, from the throat, it turns into esophagus, and then it turns into stomach. And between the esophagus, the tube we kind of swallow through, and the stomach, there is this little sphincter muscle, it's like a squeezer, that's called less muscle, like lower esophageal sphincter muscle. And it is supposed to kind of squeeze really tightly, so it lets the food through, but it won't let the acids come back up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this muscle, one thing that stimulates the muscle to stay contracted is high acidity in the stomach or strong acidity. And when the stomach acidity gets weak, this muscle is not very stimulated anymore. And then it can flow back some acid in the esophagus, and that causes the heartburn. Somebody might think that, okay, well, if the acid is weak, then why does it hurt?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that hydrochloric acid, like this comes to the chemistry now, that in chemistry there are acids that are by definition strong acids, even if they are weak. So even if the pH wouldn't be very low, they are still corrosive. And so even if your stomach acid would be kind of weak, it still hurts. It still burns and it still kind of causes damage. So, but the thing might be that it's not still acidic enough. And then when you take with a meal, you take betaine hydrochloric capsule, which has basically more hydrochloric acid. You take one, you take two, some people may even take three. It depends on individual needs. What it does, it will break down the food much faster and more completely, and also stimulates the muscle to stay shut. Mm-hmm. And then you just don't have the reflux anymore. So,
and that's the triple HCL. What is triple?
The triple comes from that there are three ingredients. There is the betaine hydrochloride, which is the hydrochloride version, that increases the hydrochloride amount. And then there is pepsin enzyme. So that's the second thing. The pepsin enzyme is the same enzyme we produce in our gut as well, in the stomach as well. That's the protein digesting enzyme. So it just makes sure that you digest your proteins well and you get all the nutrients. And the third ingredient is gentian extract.
Gentian?
So gentian, yeah. So gentiana lutea is yellow gentian. And that's actually been known. You just mentioned the Chinese medicine. Yeah. It's been there for about 2,000 years ago. And it's also widely known in Europe as well as a digestive. You can even have shots of gentian in some restaurants.
Yeah, I will look at the German.
Yeah, so that's a classic bitter herb.
Ah, Enzian in German. Yes,
yeah,
we know it.
So yeah, there are, and I think Germany, because when I've traveled in Germany, I you guys have a lot of like digestive shots. And
yes.
What's that little thing, that one little green bottle?
Jägermeister.
No, not Jägermeister, but the it's
Underberg.
Underberg, yeah. Well, Underberg is a thing you can have in restaurants. And basically, they function the same way. So all the bitter herbs there, they actually stimulate your gastric fluids. So that you will produce more enzymes, more everything. So you actually digest your food better.
Yeah.
So basically, gentian in our capsule does the same kind of thing. It stimulates your own secretion of your gastric fluids.
Amazing. So, but the alcohol is maybe not the best for your acid reflux, right?
Well, might be, yeah. If you have acid reflux, the alcohol might not be the brightest idea. Yeah, that's true.
And it's, did you try it, Underberg?
Oh, yeah. I even bought like a box of it back home to Finland.
Yeah, okay. It's
so
really...
when I had guests, and then I would kind of give them Underberg. So, because it's kind of, it is very strong, but then there is not that much alcohol. You know, it's just so tiny little bottle. So it's kind of, it's okay.
Yeah. It's pretty heavy in the taste. It's somewhere in Germany, or for younger people, it's more like a test of courage. to drink
it's really strong, yeah. And it's not that much about, it's not the alcohol, but it's all the herbs are so strong.
Yeah,
it's really, but yeah, I think that's the way it's been. Those kind of digestive shots and herbs have been around for thousands of years.
Yeah,
so yeah, we just combined it in the product, so it gives you like a direct support for your stomach acids and for the pepsin enzymes, but then also kind of gives you a signal that you should produce more yourself.
Yeah. Amazing.
So yeah, that's triple HCL.
So is it like, do I have to take it always, or is there a possibility to like heal this acid reflux again?
That's a really good question, because it looks like that we lose some of that capacity to producing the acid as we age. So for some people, they use the triple HCL for like a few months and then they take a break, and then they get back to it again, and then they take a break. So it seems like the ability, once you lose it, that it doesn't come back.
Yeah.
So that's how it looks like that. So, but it's just kind of, looks like that people can still take breaks. So like for some time they don't need it, but then it just looks like people then get back to the triple HDL again. Or they can use digestive enzymes. That's another way to do it as well.
Yeah, I tried them also, so your enzymes.
Yeah, the enzymes are just kind of the same thing, just different way. So they don't actually increase the acidity, but they will just bring like 20 different enzymes that will just break down all the carbohydrates and proteins and fats and, you know, help your digestive food and extract all the minerals and vitamins and the proteins and everything. So, yeah. But the sad thing is that for, well, actually, I would say now that I'm kind of eating my own words a bit, but if you are able to fix the gut microbiome, so if you, let's say somebody has a bad situation with their gut microbiome, so then they usually have bloating, they have heartburn, they have all these things. And once you heal the gut overall and you have a really good microbiome, I wouldn't be surprised that it actually fixes your hydrochloric acids as well and kind of that you just get better. Yeah. I'm a big believer on the gut microbiome, that if you fix it, you can fix anything, especially if it's GI related, like digestive issue.
Yes, and it's also what like Paracelsus said, it starts in the gut or something like this.
Yeah.
So maybe it's true. Start there, and then basically your rescue is the where everything started. Is like the I think the most important one. If you have something with your gut, and all the others, like treating more like the problems that are surrounding the gut issue. Is it right?
Yeah, I would say that we always recommend people to start with rescue.
Yeah.
Because the first thing we need to do is to make sure that the gut lining is not inflamed and it's intact. So that because rescue is kind of the both the glutamine and the zinc carnosine there, they are like intelligent molecules. They if your gut lining is completely okay, they will just kind of pass through. They don't even touch it. Mm-hmm. But if there is inflammation, if there is damage, they will stick to it and stay there and heal it. So we always recommend people to start with a couple of weeks of rescue just to make sure that the gut lining is okay.
Yeah.
And then if there still are some problems, then we usually tell them to either try enzymes or triple HDL to help with the digestion. And then after a while, we recommend everyone to use the prebiotic fiber because that benefits everyone.
Amazing. Yeah, I should try this one also. I have your enzymes. I use the enzymes when I maybe ate too much and I think it could help. And it's really cool.
Yeah, it's and it, if you have a healthy digestive system, you don't need the triple HDL and you don't need the enzymes every time. But I like to keep them with me. So if I'm eating something heavy or eating too much or something, then I just take the enzymes or the triple HDL.
Yeah, I also do some when I do some 24 hours or 48 hours fasting. And Emma told me this trick when we were in Amsterdam, I think. And she said, before you go to sleep, you like take two of the capsules of the enzymes.
Yeah.
So basically the enzymes are eating all the stuff in your gut. And the next day it comes out basically. It's very cool. Yeah. Try this.
Yeah, because the enzymes, they enzymes are kind of cool because they always react upon contact. So the enzymes don't really get absorbed into your bloodstream, but they stay mostly in the gut. And if you don't have food in the gut, they will just find any bacteria or biofilms or also any sort of junk that kind of needs to be removed, and they will digest it and it gets thrown out. So yeah, it's a detoxification as well.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like in Germany we call it Rohrreinigung.
So we use
a tube and it gets cleaned. I think it kind of works that way. It's cool. And why is it optimized enzymes? Maybe it's a final question for the products. What's optimized?
Oh yeah, why optimized? Okay, well the point about optimized is that enzymes are Enzymes are these little proteins that are biologically active. So enzymes are the ones that they are very, very important for any bodily function anyway. Like the reason we are even alive is because of enzymes. So, but in the digestive tract, the enzymes are very critical about the pH they work in. So yeah. The pH level. So some enzymes are specialized in, like for example, the pepsin enzyme we have in our stomach. It's the most potent when the pH is 2. So very acidic. And then our pepsin enzyme is the most active. And then the kind of activity goes sharply down when you reach pH 5. And pH 5, there's no activity anymore.
Okay.
So basically, it's only active in really acidic pH. Then you have other enzymes that kind of take over from there. So they don't work in the acidic pH, but they love the alkaline pH more, like pH like 7, 8, even 9. Mm-hmm. So these are your body enzymes. But so what we did with optimized enzymes, that of each enzyme, like proteases that digest proteins, and the lipases that digest fats, and the amylases that digest the carbohydrates. There, it's not just one enzyme, but it's a mixture of enzymes that have different pH levels. Mm-hmm. So this means that in any part of your digestive system, be it in your stomach or in your duodenum or small intestine, large intestine, even rectum, there is always an enzyme active.
Yeah.
Always digesting. So it keeps activity the whole time. So that's why we call it optimized enzyme. So basically we just balanced it out in a way that regardless of where it is in the digestive tract, there is at least one enzyme always active from each category.
And how do you have some compounds in there which are like more acidic to achieve this, or how do you achieve it?
No, it's you don't need to put any acids in the product to do that. So it is just by design, some enzymes like acidic pH, some enzymes like alkaline pH,
yeah,
and some enzymes like more neutral. So we just make sure, let's say protease, for example. Mm-hmm. In the bottle it reads protease. But actually there are three proteases there. The protease number one is one that's really active in really acidic conditions. So when it's in the stomach. But in the stomach, only this one is active, and the other two are basically waiting for their turn.
And then transported further.
Then it gets transported further. Then in the duodenum, in the small intestine, your pancreas and your bile will neutralize the acid, and then it will become alkaline. So then the one enzyme that worked in the stomach, it will kind of just go offline.
Yeah.
And the next ones will take on from there. So that's how it's designed. Yeah.
It's very interesting. And it doesn't get destroyed by too low pH or something like this?
No. These kind of enzymes that we use, they are fungal proteases. They're made by fungi.
Great.
So, yeah, so they are really resilient. They don't get destroyed by acids. They are just deactivated momentarily. But right, as you know about mushrooms, that when the conditions are right, they will just pop back to life. So basically the enzymes are like that. So when the conditions are wrong, they just kind of hibernate a little. And then when it's the right time, they will just pop back into life. So even though technically enzymes are not alive, they are just proteins, but still, they are really resilient.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, I like this. I take these sometimes, maybe as you said, when one eats too much or something like this. Also the rescue I took, and I liked it. Very cool products.
Yeah. So, I would say, like, if anyone is listening that has, like, got problems and is needing assistance, and I would say that the best way is to go in with the rescue.
Yeah.
Just kind of take that couple times a day in warm water or tea. And just start with that for a couple of weeks. Kind of what that does, it's soothing and relaxing and kind of fixing and protecting for the gut. So just first take care of that. And then in a couple of weeks after that, you can start with enzymes. I would say enzymes. And if you are super sensitive, you can even open up the capsule and just sprinkle like half capsule into your food and then kind of get used to the enzyme as well. Because our enzyme is really powerful. Mm-hmm. So you can, if you are super sensitive, you can just kind of split it and use only half and then put the capsule back and use it later on. And then like that's a gentle way of getting on. Mm-hmm. And then after a couple of weeks of the enzyme, then if you have like heartburn or you feel bloating or you always are discomfortable with the food, then you can try the triple HEL. Mm-hmm. So, but I would say that first couple of weeks, rescue, couple of weeks, enzymes, and then you can try triple HCL.
Yeah.
So that's giving your system some time.
Yeah. It's amazing. I think it's very, very cool, the products you created here. Man, you see that you kind of formulated 100 or above 100 formulations before. It's really cool to see how much knowledge is in there. So great stuff.
Yeah, thank you. That's really, I always have loved to do like a premium products that are really like the best of the best. And of course, one thing about the products we do also that they are clean label. So there's no fillers, no additives, nothing extra. So it's kind of just only the capsule and active ingredients. So
yeah, that's good. Yeah, I like it. So maybe as a last question to you is, when you can like zoom in 3 years from now or 5 years from now, what would be your dream state for your company, or do you have any plans for the future? What if you can have a wish?
Yeah, we have plans. We just made a deal with a company that's actually distributing in Germany.
Ah, great.
And but it's mostly practitioners. Mm-hmm. And but we are 3 years from now, I'm not just hoping, I'm actually expecting it to happen. So we will have much stronger presence in Europe, so more European countries. And the one thing I wish in 3 years in the UK and in Europe as well, that more medical doctors know us and use us as a tool. Mm-hmm. So that's what I really hope to see. And maybe some sort of presence in the US as well. So kind of that we do have a little bit of like a world conquering plans going on, but still trying to kind of remain small and humble. Let's see how that goes.
But the
main thing actually is to just get to know more practitioners, more health professionals, and to be able to educate them on our products and how they can use them in their own protocols when they treat the clients.
Yeah, amazing.
So that I see coming, and I believe that we're going to make it in 3 years to quite far on that path.
Yeah, great. I think in Germany there are many Heilpraktiker, like functional practitioners.
Oh yeah, Germany has a lot.
Yeah,
and that's why I'm excited, because like there's a big long tradition in Germany about all this.
I think, and also the gut issue is like one of the main topics from them. So mm-hmm.
Usually it is. Yeah. I actually wanted to ask you something. Yeah. That, because what is your favorite functional mushroom? Do you have a favorite?
Oh, my favorite one. I think like
or the typical, everyone.
Yeah. the typical biohacking mushroom is like the lion's mane.
Lion's mane. All right. Yeah.
But it's so hard to say, because all of them are like absolutely crazy what they can do. So all we use are like my favorites. Everything started with cordyceps for the energy. But maybe to give you an exotic answer, mm-hmm. maybe for us it's the Agaricus.
Agaricus blase.
Yes, ABM. It's like it's one of the most potent ones for the immune system. And there are cool studies about the thyroid and Hashimoto's disease and so on. And they use it in South America for treatment or parallel to chemotherapy. So they try to, or they are successful in conquering the side effects of chemotherapy because the immune system gets up again.
Yeah.
And I think that's very crazy to do with just a mushroom.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Okay. Mine, actually, I've been testing now cordyceps again. So, but kind of nothing else, but just cordyceps because, I've definitely noticed benefits.
Yes.
So it's kind of sometimes when taking all the supplements and you kind of have so many that you don't actually know what's doing what. But I did like a little bit of a test that I stopped taking any of the others and was like 1 week without any supplements. And then I had this one cordyceps extract that I started to take. And like I'm maybe 5 days in now and I'm really noticing a difference. Like with this sustained energy level. And it's just nice.
This is the one which started our company, basically. It was the cordyceps. We wanted to have more energy and biohacking. And we combined it then like 2 years after with lion's mane. So we have this 50-50 mix of lion's mane with cordyceps in this liquid bottle. And the liquid extraction is a triple extraction. So we do the water extraction, alcohol extraction, and also a cold water extraction for vitamins and stuff. And then we put it into glycerin. So it's a glycerin extraction. And this makes it like very, very potent because it's full spectrum. And one tablespoon of this is like taking 36 capsules of powder. So it's like crazy amounts. And I take it every day for energy and cognition. You should try it. It's amazing.
Yeah, I should try. I really should. I haven't used medicinal mushrooms for a while, but I decided to give it a go now, and I think I'm kind of got excited again. So, I'll definitely give your the one you have a go.
We will make a little deal. I'm very interested in your products also.
We can sort something out.
So,
all right.
And it was a very good and very informative conversation. Also for me, I also do like gut stuff for years and I learned very new stuff from you and I like the product.
That's nice to hear.
And I will link everything down below. The brand is Terra Nordic. And does it also ship to Germany?
Yes, we do. We do have a European warehouse, so it's easy. Easy shipping to Germany as well. So terranordic.com and you can just order there.
Yeah, I see also in the left corner down there's a 10% code when you get in the newsletter, I think.
Yeah, there is. exactly.
Yeah. And yeah, thank you very much for this very cool interview. And
thank you for having me. It was really a pleasure.
Yeah. And let's see, maybe not in the next event in 2025, but maybe 2026, we will be there again. I think we will meet anywhere.
I'm sure. We will meet again.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yes.
So okay. All right.
Very much.
Thank you very much.
Vielen, vielen Dank für das Hören oder Sehen des Powerful Nature Podcasts. Das freut uns wirklich sehr. Deswegen möchten wir dir was schenken. Wir haben dir hier unten in den Shownotes ein kostenloses E-Book verlinkt. Und zwar kannst du dort alles darüber lesen, was die vier größten Vitalpilze der Welt alles so können, wo die herkommen und ein bisschen was auch zu unserer Story. Also unten klicken und dann ein kostenloses E-Book abstauben. Wir freuen uns natürlich riesig über jede Form von Bewertung, Kommentar, Like, Abo, oder wie auch immer man das nennt. All das kannst du bitte da tun, wo du das entweder hörst oder auf YouTube, wo du es siehst. Da kannst du nämlich auch kommentieren. Also schreib uns einen lieben Kommentar, wie du die Episode gefunden hast oder wenn du neue Anregungen hast. Vielen, vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ciao.